Welcome to episode 16 of It's No Secret Podcast Live. We are your hosts, Sharis, Bianca Rose, and Teresa. Say hello, ladies.
Hello.
How's everybody doing?
Doing
fantastic.
It's Therapy Wednesday. Shout out to everyone who is already watching us live on either Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We really appreciate the love. Hopefully you guys can join in on our conversation today. But for anyone who hasn't watched the show before, we start every single episode with our highs and lows of the week. Shari, you get to start us off with your low of the week.
My low this week has been that the week is just dragging. It's the week before spring break for me. So it's Wednesday and it feels like it's been Wednesday for the last 12 days.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I think I said I thought today was Friday like four times at work today.
I wished. I kept praying and nothing changed. So, you know.
Well, yesterday I thought it was Monday. So I'm like,
Oh, no, don't take us back that far. Yeah.
I was ass backwards right there.
That's what it feels like, though. It feels like Monday has been on repeat.
It's a very long Monday.
That's what it feels like.
B, what's your low of the week?
My low is a general feeling. I've been just in a negative headspace for a while. So if you can't tell, my eyes are a little bit puffy, literally because I just broke down crying before we went live. So I'm like, I don't know what this feeling is. I don't know what's triggering. Like, I'm just feeling overwhelmed. So feeling emotionally vulnerable. Could break down at any moment. Tonight, the stream might be the time.
Yeah, you never know. You never know. Just might be.
Duty.
My low of the week has been this fucking weather. Like, one minute it's all beautiful and sunny, and then the next minute it's fucking storming, and then you wait like 30 minutes and go outside and it's kind of cloudy but hot and humid as fuck because it just rained. And yeah, I don't like it.
No, I like it.
No, but my car is getting so damn dirty. Yes. With all the dirty rain and the pollen mixed together.
Ugh, yes, gross. Damn it. God damn it. No, I'm just kidding.
It's been freezing.
It's been cold over there?
It's freezing here. Like I can't even explain it. Like a very frosty type of cold. Mind you, we hit like 80 degrees last week.
That's what I'm saying, though.
Yeah. Like, rained, and then frosty, like super, super cold. And then, yeah, we're going to hit 80, I think, again by like Sunday. Like, I don't understand. It's bipolar is what it is.
Yep. Basically.
Could be why everyone's emotions and feelings are all over the fucking place. Because I've been feeling that way too. So it makes a lot of sense. It's the up and down. It's playing with
Sorry, you missed it. I got on and Teresa's like, hey, how's it going? I was like, it's fine.
Yeah. And I just started like, just like that. Like, hey, are you okay? Like,
nothing triggered it. It was just like, whoa, where did that come from?
Is Mercury in Gatorade again, or what's going on?
Is it full moon?
I think
it's the time of the month.
It's a couple of them. They're all coming to an end by the end of this month, but there are a few planets that are doing their thing right now.
I'm like, we just started this month. Oh, happy April.
April. April showers bring May flowers. They meant emotionally.
Right. Well, let's kick off a positive note. Shari, what was your high of the week?
My high is actually today. It's my mommy's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, so hence the reason I was late to our behind the scenes, because I like throw dinner together, get the kids in the shower, and do all that. Like, I felt like an octopus just a second ago, just everywhere.
Well, that's what we do.
We'll get there.
Yep.
Yeah. Bianca, what was your high?
My high has not happened, but it's more of a looking forward to.
Okay.
I'm going out of town this weekend. It is a barbecue cook-off, and I'm ready for it. Yeah. I'm one of the judges. I've been a judge for like the past like 4 years, maybe.
Oh, that's a great job.
So, and I eat so good. I eat so good. I don't even use my my real name on the judge forms. My judge name is Anita Fork. So
I need a fork. Yeah.
And I take it very serious.
Good. As you should. As you should.
But yeah, that's going on this weekend. So that's a look forward to. Kind of hot.
Yeah. That's nice, though. It's always nice to have something to look forward to.
Yeah. Definitely.
What about you, T?
My high, I was having a really difficult time coming up with a high. I mean, there's all kinds of things to be grateful for, right? But I think the thing that I'm most grateful for this week, my high, would be that work has actually been less stressful in this last week, I guess, since we've done the show, than it has for me in the last, like, several months.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Love some improvement.
Yes. So I was like, oh, like I had actual time to just, like, you know, take a break and, you know, like, relax and, you know, do things at my pace instead of feeling like everything's on fucking fire. So yeah, it's been nice. I'm hoping that this keeps going.
Yeah.
This is just
at least stays the same. Like, I'll keep it at this. It doesn't, yes, even have to get better. I'll just accept this.
Right. It doesn't have to be perfect. I still like my day to go by fast. You know, I don't want a slow day either, but, like, yeah, it's just peace and tranquility. That's all I'm looking for in life right now. So, yeah, that's what I'm grateful for this week. Ooh. Less stress.
Jada Countessa, she said obtaining a new plant. Oh, that's her high.
She got another plant.
Can I make a confession?
Yes. Did you get another plant too?
I did too. And it's the same plant, because we actually had been after this plant for a couple weeks already.
Mm-hmm.
And we went last week before a baby shower. We're like, let's just go, right? Because we got the notification that they had the that they were in stock. We're like, oh yeah, let's just go before the baby shower. Let's grab it and head on, be on with our day. And they were sold out. And we're like, okay, what about the other location? Also sold out. So we're like, when are you going to restock? And they said, next Friday. We're like, oh, we're not going to be here next Friday because cook off.
Right.
And then we got the notification last night that they had an early restock. We're like, priorities. Let's go. Like, we're not missing out on this.
Oh, man.
But it's a little, you know, do the things that make you happy. Yeah.
Yes.
These guys, they're glow in the dark flowers.
Shut the fuck up. They have glow in the dark flowers, like Avatar type shit.
Like Avatar type shit.
Oh, I need to see this.
It's not natural. Let me make that very clear. They don't naturally glow in the dark. I don't know what's the word when they, like, scientifically mess with it.
Oh.
But, yeah, so they're like petunia flowers.
Genetically altered plants.
They kind of, like, just illuminate, essentially.
No, they legit glow in the dark.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited. I'll update y'all when it actually glows, because today was a very gloomy, so there wasn't a lot of sun.
Right.
So I could have just gotten scammed. We'll see.
More to come. Post it on the page. I want to see it.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a good high, though. That was a good high. Good job, Jada Countessa, for making Bianca buy another plant. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
That happens.
So if you guys watched last week's episode, we really brought Shari down. By the end of the show, she was over it. She was like, I'm done. I'm done with both of y'all. I'm done with all this shit.
All of it.
So I figured today we're going to talk about something we all love. And that's food. Mm. We're going to talk about food. It's foodie time, guys. We're going to talk about all things food and snacks. So if you're a foodie too, this is the episode for you. Make sure you guys share your thoughts and emotional outbursts in the chats as well, so that we can share them with everybody. So I did assign the girls some homework while we were away, and I wanted to do something called a snack draft. So essentially what this is, it's each of us needed to come up and present for you guys our top five snack items of all time. Now, obviously, of all time is our time because it's snacks that we have eaten. So we had to come up with our top five. Ooh, Unk said, I'm game. Let's go.
All right. Give us some ideas, too, of what y'all snacks are.
Yes, please throw your favorite snacks in the chat, because I will tell you guys, I think this was one of the hardest things I've ever had to do in my life. And I've given birth 3 times. I was really, really, really having a hard time narrowing it down to 5 snacks. Like, I literally have a list of 13 here. And I was like, I'm going to have to do some honorable mentions because these didn't make it in my top 5.
Or maybe just mention them and then we can draft them into, we can just rank them.
We can rank them. Okay, let's do that. All right, well, I will start and then the ladies will go next. But
do
again,
you want to do one at a time?
Yeah.
Kind of circle it?
Yes.
What if you take all of my ideas?
That's okay. I have them written down. I promise I won't change them. No, just
I might.
And then again, in the chat, share your favorite snacks of all time with us. All right. So let's start with our number 5s on the list. We'll work our way up to number 1. So my number 5 snack of all time is Pockies. So if you've never had Pockies, it's like a Japanese or Korean snack. It's like a little breadstick with like chocolate on it. They're super thin and they come in a little pack. So I grew up in San Francisco where my neighbors were all pretty much Asian. There's Asian markets all over the place. So I grew up on Pockies and Yan Yans, but Yan Yans didn't make my top 5. But Pockies, I will fuck some Pockies up. And then I have a friend in Canada. So apparently in Canada, they have like special snacks that we don't get in America. Mm. So she sent me a Pocky care package with all these different flavor Pockies that they have. And that's it was, yes, shout out to Rose. That was one of the best gifts I've ever gotten. But yes, Pockies is my number 5. Please sponsor us.
Do you know that they have like those snack boxes or the snack packs? It's like worldwide where they like ship you like snacks from all over the world. They kind of theme it into different countries. So it's like, oh, here's the month of, you know, Italy. Here's all the famous snacks that are from that country and for you to try.
That's really cool. I want to invest in that. We should get it and then try them when we get them on the show.
Mm.
Like taste tests.
I'm all for it. We're all going to be munching on camera. It's going to be an ASMR.
Yeah. ASMR episode. All right, B, what was your number 5?
Ritz crackers and cream cheese.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, man. I eat the hell out of that. I can eat a whole sleeve of just Ritz crackers and then finish the whole like pack of cream cheese just like that.
The square?
Yep.
Damn. Just fuck it up.
Scoop it up like a dip.
I actually have eaten Ritz crackers and cream cheese, but I put this like, it's like a spicy sweet jam that they sell at H-E-B.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
it's so good.
I do like that. I'm all for it.
Shari, what's your number 5?
My number 5, I think I would have to say is like honey roasted cashews.
Oh, I love cashews.
Mm-hmm.
At work right now, I have a tub of honey roasted. It's like
it's a mix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honey roasted cashews are just my thing. I could eat those all the time.
That's a good one.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm off. All right. Number 4. For me, number 4 is Snickers ice cream bars.
Ooh,
they're so fucking good. That's what I craved during my first pregnancy, and I'm not mad at it because it was a great snack. Snickers ice cream bars, baby. They're so good. Ice cream and then the little crunch with the peanut.
Mm-hmm. It is the perfect balance of like everything that you get.
And they put like just the right amount of caramel in the Snickers.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's like a perfect ratio for every. I wonder if they really like measure that out. But it's like a perfect ratio, like the chocolate, caramel, the nuts.
I'm gonna be a hungry bitch after this episode.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even eat dinner. I literally just got home from work not too long ago.
Well, we're just building up that appetite for you.
Honestly, y'all are gonna hear my stomach grumble.
Oh, Jada Contessa said munch madness. I've never heard of that.
That's
what is
probably what she named the theme of this segment.
Oh. Well, what's much madness?
There's a little lag. There's a little lag.
There's a little lag there, yeah. All right, B, what's your number four?
Hot Cheetos and pickles.
I don't like pickles, so I'll pass on that one. But I do love me some hot Cheetos.
Have you ever had a hot pickle?
I'm not for that. My sister loves it. She has, like, they sell them at, like, the corner store, like the gas station, and it's like Hot Mamas. I'll drink the juice out of those bags, but I'll hand her the.
I just put my coworker on one of those. She had never had one before, and I was like, "You have been missing out your whole life." But
yeah. What do they put on it? Is it like chamoy or is it something else?
No, it's just like a hot. It's nothing on it. It's
better if you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but it's a hot pickle, and boy, those are just, like, my mouth is watering right now. I just think
it. Oh shit.
Didn't make the top five, but it's definitely fire.
Yeah, I'm like, you're over here drooling. Is it in your top five? No. Not. Real quick, Tanisha415, she said she's been taking a break from sugar and junk food since last week. So her new favorite snacks are grapes and sliced oranges. But she put the crying, sad face.
So healthy.
Frozen grapes. They're so good.
Mm-hmm. Frozen grapes are good.
Yeah. Team Heartthrob said number one, banana split. Number two, butter pecan ice cream.
Ooh. Oh,
sorry.
Butter pecan ice cream. Yeah. Chef's kiss.
Number three, corn in a cup. Number four, sour pickle and Chinese candy.
Ooh, when you put the Chinese candy inside the pickle.
Oh, I've never done that because I don't eat pickles. Number five, Doritos with lemon juice.
I've never tried that.
I've never tried that either. Oh, no, not Doritos. I've done it with other stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably why I'm allergic to citrus now. Shari, what's your number four?
Panda Head.
What's Panda Head?
The little panda crackers with the chocolate in the middle.
Oh, the Yan Yans.
No, they're not.
Oh, yet. No. The Yan Yans are the other ones. The panda. Yep. Mm-hmm.
The little panda. Yeah. Those. Mm-hmm. Those are fire.
It's another little Asian.
I've never seen that or heard of that in my life.
So
she didn't grow up around as many Asians as
well. Oh, yeah. Sorry. San Francisco.
Yeah. Sorry, come on. No offense, you know, just geographically.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are. Mm-hmm.
They're basically to post a picture of these snacks because I don't know what they are.
I'm happy to go get you some. They're little. Like, they're cookies, essentially, right? They're little panda head-shaped cookies, but they have chocolate filling inside. You don't like chocolate, though. You probably won't like any of these, Bianca.
Oh, damn. Yeah. No, not a Hershey's almond. Oh,
God. Hershey's almond.
I had one of those today. It was fucking amazing.
Jada, can I just like the little kisses?
March Madness.
Huh?
The little Hershey kisses? The almond Hershey
kisses? No, I had a whole size bar. Fuck a Hershey's kiss.
She said I had a whole ass bar.
It's funny because, like, I don't eat chocolate, but if I do have a craving, I'll get the little Hershey kisses with almonds, and one of those will satisfy the craving, but I do enjoy those.
I love me some chocolate. All right, number three. Okay, number three for me, I guess I have to start it with tahin. Okay. Tahini with fruit, tahini with cucumbers.
Yeah.
Either one of those combinations or put it all together, actually. Yes. That's my number three.
That was mine, is the cucumber and tahini. I've posted so many stories whenever I call it my girl dinner, because if I'm snacking, that I'm cutting up one or two whole cucumbers and dousing it in tahini and just eating that as is. So. Yeah, it's a large portion. I don't know if I'd call it snacking, but we'll get to that debate in a little bit.
I think that's a snack.
It's a snack.
It's a snack. Are you sorry? She's like, it's just a lot of water.
Like, if I do like tomatoes and some cucumber and some lemon and some tahini, like that's dinner. That's lunch.
That's not, like, that's girl dinner. Like,
it's girl dinner.
That's girl dinner.
That happens. Yeah.
So was that your number three?
That was my number three.
Oh, that's so funny. I like how we put it right smack in the middle there.
And Shari, I actually had it as number one too, though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shari, what's your number three?
My number three would be like cheese and something. Cheese and crackers, cheese and salami, cheese and...
Cheese.
What's your favorite kind of cheese?
I don't know. I'm a cheese girl. So I really like... The one I buy the most, I'll say, is like sharp cheddar. That's my go-to. But I love me some Kobe Jack. Like, I like the sticks. Not the string cheese version, but like the stick, the way it's shaped. Those. But I love me some pepper jack. But some Swiss and cheddar on my sandwiches.
Some mozzarella, some Oaxaca, some Gouda.
Right.
Naming
all the cheeses.
I am a cheese
some
girl.
Some brie on some sourdough. Let me tell you.
Some Munster cheese for quesadillas. That's the best.
Yes.
Munster cheese. I eat that. I've never tried it on a quesadilla.
It is the best cheese for quesadillas because it just.
Mm-hmm. So see anything with cheese.
The pool is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Anything with cheese. All right.
Cheese.
All right. Number two. We're getting close now. Number two for me is chocolate covered strawberries.
I thought that would have been your
number.
It's not my number one. Not even close. It's my number two, though. Chocolate covered strawberries. I love them. Mm-hmm. B, what's your number two?
Chips, hot Cheetos with lime, the dill pickle hot Cheetos, Takis, hot fries.
Hot chips. Hot damn. Shari, completely.
I'm not one for sweets, but I am for salty and I am a little bit for spicy stuff. So hot chips are definitely a thing. Little, nice. Lick my fingers. Get the red stains.
believe it or not, one of my honorable mentions was the Flaming Hot Popcorn Puffs. Didn't make my top five, but yeah. Those, I love those because they're airy, but they still taste like Flaming Hot Cheetos. Like,
believe it or not, I like the regular Cheeto Puffs.
Uh-huh.
And just because they're airy, but there's something so satisfying about grabbing like a blob of whatever stuck between your teeth and like that's all in one clump, and I like that. It's so weird. Like, I just have that habit. I'm like, I just wanted to build up on the side of my cheek and be like, that's one whole extra bite. And I don't know why I like
saving
that.
This for later.
I don't know why I like doing that.
No lie, I think that is hilarious because I fucked so I in cahoots with Tanisha. I've been like on this, like, okay, I'm cutting the snacks out, lowering my sugar. And my to go out with the bang was a sour pineapple Slurpee and a bag of hot Cheeto Puffs the other day. And I was like, fuck it, this is my last. I'm going out.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Cheeto Puffs. And I was doing the same thing. I was just like, I'm sitting in the car and fucking up. People was like, what did she do it? Hot Cheetos are stuck. They stuck up here.
Like, I know it does it, and I eat it on purpose and let it clump up for some reason. It's just so satisfying to just get out your teeth and just. Extra snacky. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm saving it for later. Team Heartthrob said that's what we call hood rat snacks here.
Damn right. Anything with tahine and chamoy, hood rat snack.
Yes. All right. So, Shari, what's your number two?
Oh, I'm stuck. But I think I'm going to have to say my number two is Frosted Flakes and bananas.
Really? That's interesting. I didn't know that. I learn something new about her every day.
Up a bowl of Frosted Flakes and bananas, especially before I go to bed.
You know, is it just us? Like, cereal tastes better at night, right before bed, than in the morning. To
it does. It's something about it. I don't even think about cereal until I'm about to go to sleep.
Yeah. I'm more of a breakfast girly, so I can have breakfast at any point in the day. It's going to be the best meal ever.
All right. Number one. So Bianca's probably not going to know what this is because it's a Bay Area thing. But number one for me is an It's It ice cream sandwich, the mint chocolate chip one. So
what?
In San Francisco, there's a company called It's It. And they are they sell ice cream sandwiches, but they use these gigantic oatmeal cookies on the outside. And their ice cream is, I don't know what fucking kind of ice cream it is, but they put crack in it or something. But it's so good. It's so good. And every time I go home, I have to have a...
And it's covered, then dipped in chocolate.
And then, yes. And then dipped in chocolate. Mm. Oh, God. But, like, the texture, like... The texture of the cookie, like, it just has the perfect consistency. Like, it doesn't get soggy like other ice cream sandwiches do for some strange reason. I don't want to know why. It just works. Shout out to you. It's it. Send me some damn sandwiches. Oh, yes. Oh. And I left two of them in my mom's freezer when I went to California.
Damn.
Isn't she coming soon?
No. I wish.
That's Michelle's mom.
That's Michelle's mom.
Michelle's mom's coming.
Yeah.
Never mind. Bianca
too.
Somebody's mom's coming.
Yeah. Bianca, what's your number one snack?
Macaroni and cheese.
Is that a snack though?
Don't fight me on this. It's a snack.
So it's my snack.
It's my snack. If I'm like, you know what? Something's going to be so fulfilling and so good. That mozzarella sticks. I will literally, if I'm like, I just want a little snack or something. I will literally drive to Sonic or somewhere to get mozzarella sticks.
So cheese. So I'm cheese is cheese. Your number one.
Sure.
So you're on the cheese bandwagon too.
Somehow, some way, some form.
Actually, those Sonic mozzarella sticks are hella good. I don't know what they put in that breading, but it's delicious. Shari, your number one, please.
A peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, classic.
Mm.
Classic.
Can never go wrong. I don't care what time of the day it is.
PB&J didn't even make my top 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
Apples and peanut butter would be apples an honorable mention.
Was one of my honorable mentions as well. Yes. The charcuterie stuff you guys were talking about was an honorable mention for me.
Mm.
Yeah, I was stuck like hot chips. I was like, damn, I love that, but yeah, no.
Another honorable mention for me, if we're doing classics, is Oreos and milk. Don't do that.
I would need to crave it, but yeah.
Oh, I can fuck up some Oreos milk.
You know what's the fucked up part about the Oreos is I like the Oreo cookie. I don't like the filling.
Oh, so you're like,
I can agree with that. The filling is very sweet. So the like those double stuffs.
Yeah, I don't know how people eat them. So like if I eat an Oreo, like you know how when you take them apart and there's always one side that doesn't have anything on it, I'll eat that and give the other one to my kids.
But the filling is the best part.
Mm. Negative.
Bob said fried Oreos. Mm. I've never had a fried Oreo, actually.
What?
I know. They have them at Pluckers, too. I've never had them.
Do they really?
Yeah.
They got fried mac and cheese.
Oh, yes. Yes. Especially from there. Another honorable mention I have to make because I promote this shit like I work for them. Cookie butter with pretzels. Oh, but it has to be the Biscoff cookie butter. Let me be clear. Okay.
It's very specific.
It has to be. Yeah, no, I've tried other cookie butters and I don't like them. Biscoff cookie butter. Joe
cookie butter.
I did a Contessa on YouTube said the Fresadilly from Big Daddy's with green and red chamoy.
Fresadilly? What's Fresadilly?
I know the dilly is the dill pickle part.
Oh, and then fresa strawberry, so.
Is it? I don't speak Spanish.
Yes, habla.
Yeah, you have to get the
from Duolingo. Correct us if we're wrong.
I need you to get the cookie butter from Trader Joe's.
Okay, I will. I'm a big fan of cookie butter. Like, I will definitely try.
Waffle cookies at Trader Joe's.
Oh, that sounds good.
They're like round, but they're like a waffle print. And like that with the... I ate that shit so much after I had Kate and I could have went into a diabetic coma.
Oh. Seriously. Real quick, Cassandra on our Facebook said, checking in on the road. Hi, ladies.
Aww. Hi,
Dry Sage. You're on the line. You can take us with you. See, Michelle said, yes, she put me onto the cookie butter. Yes.
I'm going to have to try it. Is it sweet?
It is a little sweet, yeah.
All right, I'm not going to like it.
Well, so you know them places that sell like fruit bowls and acai bowls and all that shit? Mm-hmm. We went to one of those places. It's by the house here. I can't remember what this one is called. And there's a dessert. Well, it's one of the items they serve there. And I started making it at home. And oh my God, it has changed my life. But what it is, it's like it's toast. And you have to make it to where it's a little crunchy, right? So it gives you that texture. So it's toast with cookie butter, with the Biscoff cookie butter on it. And then chopped up strawberries, a little honey drizzle, and then some chia seeds so you can, you know, be full. Oh, but fuck, it's so good. It's so good. Mm. That's my go-to little, like, dessert type snack at home now.
Nice.
Make some toast, slap some cookie butter on it. But yeah, I promote cookie butter a lot. Biscoff should pay me.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Cassandra on Facebook said her number one snack when she was pregnant was toasted tortillas with Nutella.
Oh, I love Nutella.
Ooh, tortilla with butter.
Oh,
yeah. Is that a snack?
Yes.
That's snack. Okay, then what constitutes a snack and what constitutes as a meal? Because my mac and cheese didn't constitute as a snack. So let's start that debate. I'm ready to fight now.
Okay.
What makes it a snack and what makes it a meal?
I don't know.
The only argument, and me playing devil's advocate, the only argument I think I could probably come up with is the fact that I had to cook the mac and cheese. Like, if it's something that I have to cook, then it's no longer a snack.
Yes.
But considering I crave snacks, maybe the amount, the portion?
I think the portion has a lot to do with it. Yeah, I think the portion has a lot to do with it. Because if you think about it, like, chicken wings could be a snack if you're just, like, grabbing one or two, right?
So it's an appetizer.
Right.
No. But is an appetizer a snack?
I don't know.
That's pre-gaming for a meal. This complicated.
But it is.
Just eat.
Just eat.
Because we can have the whole battle of, like, mac and cheese being a main course or a side dish.
That's true.
Because I've made, like, a huge, like, bowl of mac and cheese. Like, an obnoxious family of four serving mac and cheese. And I've eaten that as my meal.
That could be a meal. Yeah. I feel like portion has a lot to do with it. But it's also, what are you putting in your mac and cheese?
Croutons and bacon bits.
She's all,
I'm over here chef styling it up.
Oh,
portion and intention. Because what if I still want to eat my meal after? What if I want, like, what
you're
if
just I'm labeling that as a snack?
Snacky snack, and then I'll eat like barbecue later, but no one needs to know that I snacked on a whole meal.
Yeah. Wait, can I go back? I just realized you didn't put butter pecan ice cream in your top five.
Because I like it. It's my favorite ice cream. Now, when we talk about lining up your ice creams, that's number one. Undeniable. Not even bullshitting. But, like, as a snack...
Oh, ice cream is definitely a snack.
It was just really hard because, like, even fruit should have made my top five for a snack. Like, I really love fruit. I can fuck some fruit up. Like, but it was really, like, when I really got to just thinking about, like, everything that I would eat as a snack. Because, like, again, is it a snack? Because, like, I'll eat breakfast as fruit. That's considered a meal, right? So.
See, I don't consider fruit a meal.
Portion and intention. You know how, like, when you're, like.
Yeah, like, I make a whole fruit salad. Like, a big ass. Oh, and so, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I know when people are like, oh, I'm so full. I shouldn't even eat dinner. I've been snacking all day. I'm like, well, what'd you have? And it's like, I had, like, you know, some moons over my hammy and some mozzarella sticks and some hot Cheetos. And so, and then they just start, like, naming everything they ate. And it's like, I just snacked all day. It's like, So what is snacking? Is it just snacking finger foods only?
Well, then I'm screwed because I like finger foods for dinner. Like, I prefer finger foods at any time of day over a meal. Like, I much rather just pick at stuff all day. I'm a snacker.
To our viewers, what is the difference between snacks, appetizers, and meals? Yeah. What do y'all think?
There isn't. There isn't one. There is no difference. It's whatever you want it to
be. Seriously. Seriously. Do you guys have any other honorable mentions that you want to talk snack-wise?
No, because all mine are cooked foods.
Okay, I have another honorable mention because I told you guys I had a long list. Girl Scout cookies, specifically Thin Mints.
You know what? The Tagalongs. I don't like chocolate, but I can eat a Tagalong.
Me too.
Them packagings have gotten smaller, have they not?
I feel like the
cookies have gotten smaller. Those Girl Scouts, I'm coming for you because why are you – I'm coming for you. Why are you raising the prices and shortening me on my cookie counts? Because it used to be like 4 sleeves. Now it's 3. It came with 12 cookies in a sleeve. Now there's only 10. Don't think I'm not counting. I know times are tough, but I know there's some change in whoever that girl is scouting. I don't know what. I'm going to talk to her.
Don't be threatening the Girl Scouts on here.
I'm over here. I'm going to talk to you.
What'd you say, Char?
I said they're also very toxic for you now. There's a whole lawsuit.
Is there? Man, that's
like
sucks.
All Girl Scout cookies?
I literally just fucked up a whole box of Thin Mints. I fucked up a whole box of the shortbreads because the shortbreads, baby, if you ain't had them, you miss it.
Just say you don't love your life, Shari.
Just
say. If there's a lawsuit and you're still going to eat them.
I said I'm going to die any fucking way.
That's true.
Fuck it. I always say that. Like, my biggest thing about going on a diet would be the regret that I would have if I was to die. Because, like, I'm coming back and haunting every fucking body who encouraged me to go on a diet. Because, like, if I'm going to eat a fucking bird plate of food. Like, and I could get in my car and get into a car accident and fucking die today, and that's the last meal I had. Like, you know how upset I would be if I left this earth on an empty stomach?
Well, let's talk about it, because since it's on the topic of food, having to diet for the foods, like, I know there are some people who change their lifestyle and they become very miserable in the fact that, like, it's not their choice. They just kind of have to. But, I mean, even alternatives, like, it's just the satisfaction is just not there for some things. Like, if you're craving, you know, cheese and you're lactose intolerant, then you're not gonna settle for something else that's equivalent of, because it's not the same, right? But putting yourself in that diet or in some type of diet and start restricting yourself, that takes away the happiness, and food is supposed to bring happiness.
I agree. So I don't do well with diets, but I also, because I know myself, I don't do well with telling myself you can't have this. Like, I feel like if I don't limit myself and I'm just like, oh, eat whatever you want, then by myself, I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna have something better today. Like, I'll make those decisions on my own. Yeah. Versus being like, oh no, I can't. I have to stay away from it, you know? Mm-hmm. And that fucks with me because the rebel in me is like, no, bitch, you do what you want.
Yeah. I feel like whenever I have in the past put myself on some type of diet, I fail miserably just because I don't like being told what to do, even if it's coming from myself. I don't like being told what to do.
As Michelle just said,
things that I can and cannot eat.
Mm-mm. Michelle just said, know thyself. See?
No, be reasonable. Yeah. Don't quit cold turkey on something if you know that that's what you live and die by. Cheese for us, me and Shari's. I'm not going to remove that from my diet.
That's my biggest reason why I could not go vegan, because I given up cheese and sour cream. You got me fucked up.
I had to learn the difference between all those dietary restrictions, like the vegan, vegetarian, pescatarian, and things like that. Mm-hmm. I do have a couple friends that are, you know, of each. I know of a vegan, I know a vegetarian, and I know a pescatarian. So I'm like, okay, where are y'all from? Well, what does this mean? Educate me, please.
Yeah.
It was bad enough that I have to like keep in mind people's allergies, but now dietary restrictions is a whole other topic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Speaking of allergies, are you guys allergic to any foods?
Lucky no, thank just... God. I'm just a picky eater.
I'm allergic to citrus. I'm a picky eater too. I'm allergic to citrus though. But I'm not like anaphylactic, you know, when it comes to that. I don't need an EpiPen or anything like that. I just get really congested if I have citrus. And it's in everything. So I just take allergy medicine every day of my life now.
Yeah, can I tell you, a lot of my coworkers are allergic to some type of citrus or fruit that I'm like, oh my God, can you eat this? Yes or no? What does your mom say?
We're like, what'd you have for lunch? Cherries, keep those away from her. Strawberries, keep them away from her. A lemon lime, keep them away from Teresa.
Avocado.
Yeah. That's literally how
like,
we are.
Someone at work is always allergic to something. Like, grow up, guys. It's a little bit inconvenient.
It's because I grew up that I'm allergic. God damn it. I wasn't now, when question, I was younger.
If you were to have like a dinner party or something and you have someone with allergies and you have someone with dietary restrictions and then you have those picky eaters, occasions like weddings where you have to take all of that into consideration, what are safe foods to serve when you have that mixture of people? Do y'all have a go-to meal to make?
Is it just me? Was I the only one thinking, fuck them people, it's my wedding?
It's called bring your own fucking plate.
You're not invited.
I was like, was I the only one thinking, fuck them people?
Honestly, it'd be easier if you just brought your own food at that point.
Yeah.
Don't show up. How about you just don't invite those people?
I don't want them to feel left out. You're just not going to invite. I'm just not going to find a new meal to make for you because then I'm not going to like it. I'm the picky eater of the group, so.
Yeah, I'm like, just no, fuck that shit.
Now, I will say that, like, whenever I've gone out, one of my friends, she's vegetarian, and there are some things where I have learned to be mindful of. So, for instance, if we're cooking together, I know not to, like, mix utensils or food or, you know, cooking stuff just to kind of keep that separated. And then also whenever we go out and try new foods, I don't know if y'all do this with y'all's friends at the table where it's like, I'm going to order this meal, you order that meal, and then someone else orders another meal so we can just try it all. And so whenever I want to try, like, let's say chicken Alfredo, if she's with me and she wants to try it, I've learned to be mindful of like, hey, can I just get the chicken on this side so that way she can try the pasta and Alfredo thing. So learning about their allergies or dietary restrictions have kind of helped me be more mindful, but also open mind to trying their things too, because she's made like vegetarian chalupas and like black bean burgers, and I'm like, this is actually really good.
Mm-hmm. My husband went vegan for a little while. That was interesting.
By choice?
Yes, by choice. He lost like a shit ton of weight though when he did.
But men lose weight like so
they just
easier.
Think about it and it just fair. Goes away. Can you tell we are irritated with this shit?
No, yeah, we're like, it's not even fair. I've been meal prepping for like the past 7 months, 6 or 7 months, I think. No, probably a little bit longer than that, maybe. And I did lose weight in the beginning, but then I've hit that plateau where I'm like, okay, but we were on a good streak. Just lose a little bit more weight.
Just a little bit more.
Just a little bit more.
Jaded Contessa, water with ice.
Air take wind pies.
Didn't you say that in the last episode? Oh, shit.
No, honestly, if there's something, I would bring my own food if I didn't like what they were bringing. Is that rude?
I don't know. I feel like rude depends on who you're asking.
The host, probably. Us,
I'm like, if you're asking me, I wouldn't be offended by that. I'm like, I wouldn't care.
I was going to say, like, I think for me, like, it's hard to, like, to even be friends with people who don't want to, like, pig out with me, like, and eat the same type of things that I eat. And, like that's hard. Like, that's a love language. Food is a love language for me. So it's like, how can I hang out with you if we don't even eat the same type of foods? Like, I don't know.
It's more for you. That's why. That's how.
No.
No, but see, I love, like, even like cooking for people and like feeding people is a love language for me. So like, if I can't go buy food or cook hella food and like we gonna chow down and have a grand old time, like,
what are we doing here? She's Mexican inside. No, but I agree with you, because when my husband was vegan, I feel like it interfered with our bonding time. I want to snack with you. I want to eat this meal with you. Or like, okay,
but that's like no different than if you were to go to a restaurant, you order one thing and he orders another. What's the difference between that?
No, because I want you to be excited about what we're gonna eat. Like, oh yeah, I want that too. Like, if you can't eat it, then that fucking sucks. Like, this is boring. No one's even excited.
Like, what if we're gonna go to like a Mexican restaurant, right? And we're super juiced, and then they get there and order like a fucking vegetarian burrito. Like, who does that?
Then you know it's not gonna be good, because Mexicans don't know how to make vegetarian anything. Exactly. So
they wouldn't enjoy it like I would. You know, you gotta enjoy with me. I have honestly, like, some of my longest term friendships that I have revolved around us eating together.
It's a bonding experience. I get it. But you're not always eating the same thing.
No, you're not.
Don't shut it down. It's still bonding. I still see your mouth chewing. I still see you going like this.
If I ever went to hang out with Teresa and she was like, oh yeah, we can go eat, but I'm going to eat this salad while you eat a burrito, or I'm going to not have meat. Like, bitch,
I would let you disown me, Shari.
Okay, how about that? So if you go to dinner and someone just orders some off the rail shit, like you go to a steakhouse and someone eats the Caesar salad only, I would find that, I would be so annoyed by it. Why are we here?
I know, judge.
We did not come here for this.
I judge.
Why are we here?
Yeah, I could have made you a fucking salad at home. I'm going to pay $14 for a fucking salad? No. Or just
ain't more than that. Oh shit!
The salad is an appetizer. No,
that's a snack. Yeah. I don't have to cook. This is
see, there we go. Because that depends. How much shit are you putting? In
that's
this
true.
Salad?
Yeah. What are you putting in that damn salad?
Yeah, because that Chick-fil-A salad, that Cobb salad, that fills me up.
I never get salad.
See, I'm not going to Chick-fil-A to get a fucking salad.
Oh come on, because they. Sometimes they fill that up with the chicken and it's so good.
The only fast food place I can say I've been to and like, ooh, I really want their salad was Wendy's, when Wendy's used to have their spicy chicken salad and they had like this garlic lemon dressing, and I really craved it for the lemon dressing and the spicy chicken. Like, that is the only place I've gone to and gotten a salad. Other than that, I'm not here for the salad. I'm here for the fries and
the burgers. The only place I get a salad at is Salada. The only place I get a salad at is Salada, because they're a salad place.
Well, no, I was saying fast food is the only place I've ever
okay. Met. I'm like, yeah. I don't think I've ever gotten a salad at a fast food place.
Mm-mm. It defeats the purpose.
What's your favorite fast food place?
Whataburger.
And Chick-fil-A. All the Texas staples.
Yeah. And all the Texans in unison say Whataburger.
Whataburger. Seriously.
I used to say Whataburger growing up. I didn't realize it was Whataburger.
Yeah.
Until I heard the commercial that's like, Whataburger. And I'm like,
Whataburger. I'm not a fan of Whataburger, but that makes sense because I'm not from here.
Yeah. Say, explain Shari's face too.
Yeah.
Well,
I got y'all Bay Snackies. I got my Whataburger.
Your Bay Snackies. I'm going to bring you an It's It next time I go, Bianca.
I don't know. My favorite fast food, it really used to be Jack in a Box.
The curly fries.
Like, hands down.
Oh.
Fucking
Jack. The egg rolls.
Kisses. I'm like,
The egg rolls. Can I egg get rolls. The chicken strips with some curly fries and a side of egg rolls, please?
The egg rolls, especially after a long club night. My god.
With extra ranch.
Yeah, but I don't know now.
Is Wingstop a fast food place?
I was gonna say, see, and then a lot of things like that are up for debate. I would say yes.
Well, Wingstop's up there then.
But Is it fast?
I mean, 16 14 minutes.
Because anytime I order, it's like, oh, it'll be ready in 30 minutes. I'm like, then it's not fast.
They tell me 16 minutes every time.
Scam.
I was going to say, it's 14 when you order here. Yeah, I don't know. Fast food is one of those things
if that's Wingstop hard now. Counts, it's up there. But Pluckers, and again, this is a Texas thing. Pluckers is up there too. But just because of their Holy Mac.
That Holy Mac,
man. It's literally a deep fried macaroni and cheese in like a big ass, like log looking thing.
See, if I was in Texas, I think Taco Palenque had me in the fucking chokehold. Their steak.
That's so random.
That should be in a chokehold.
I wanted to come back to Texas just
for. She came to visit me for my birthday. And one of our friends had gotten, like, basically catered Taco Palenque for my birthday. And it was really good. It was really good.
Fucking chokehold. To be like a fast food joint, like, their meat is just really, like, fire.
Yeah. For a fast food joint, yeah.
And I'm not even, like, a big steak person.
Me neither. Their steak is really good. I get steak when really I get good. There, when I go there.
I'm a steak person.
Yeah, I bet you do. Anybody want to send me a couple tacos? I'm here for it.
When she first left, I would send her pictures on purpose for a while.
She did. She's like, guess where we're going? I'm like, bitch, don't even say it.
What's your favorite fast food place, B? Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A and Whataburger.
Chick-fil-A, Whataburger. Shari, what about you? It's hard, man.
It's really
like
hard.
I like different places for different reasons.
And at different times. That's like certain things just do the craving. Like I said, like Jack in the Box would have done it from years ago. That would have been my top. But now I'm like, they changed their chicken. So I don't like the chicken sandwich anymore. Like all I really like is the egg rolls. And then the last few times I've had them, they burnt them. So I really don't care.
That sucks.
So it's like one of those things. Like if I'm craving onions, I want a cheeseburger from McDonald's. If I want, like, it just McDonald's. Really depends.
The only thing I eat at McDonald's is their breakfast or their chicken nuggets.
Yeah, chicken nuggets, and that's because I go halfsies with Bella, my dog, or their hash brown. But I really don't care for McDonald's. Sonic.
It makes me sick.
I'm not a big Sonic fan. It's rare for me to. Yeah, I do like the mozzarella sticks.
Pretzel is good. I'm like, their pretzel is good.
Team Heartthrob on Instagram is like Texas Roadhouse.
I love it. Just give me the bread basket. The
bread. Please. Oh, my God. I love when a restaurant has signature like dishes or meals or something like that. A signature anything. Give me a signature drink. Give me a signature appetizer. I'm all for it.
Just give me the bread. That's all I need. What about like pizza places? What's your favorite pizza place?
Round Table.
Yeah. See, we don't have Round Table out here.
Never heard of that.
Round Table pizza is the shit. Like we grew up on Round Table pizza when I was growing up too. And man.
I'm always going to stick with Little Caesars. That's my like nostalgic thing. And also, life hack, always order a stuffed crust pizza because they're never hot and ready like they're supposed to be. So I'm willing to wait the 10, 12 minutes for it to be hot and ready because it will be fresh.
Just like get the stuffed crust. Now, because I haven't had Round Table in forever, I'd say Marco's Pizza out here. I love me some Marco's.
Like what's your go-to spot for like breakfast food?
Snooze.
It's a breakfast. Oh, you said go to breakfast.
Oh, fast food breakfast.
What's your go to? Because then, like, see, fast food, like, as far as like, what's your favorite fast? Like, that makes a difference. Because, like, my go to would be Chick-fil-A, hands down. Best breakfast.
Oh, see, I would do McDonald's breakfast. I would do McDonald's breakfast if we're talking like nationwide chain McDonald's. If we're talking about something that's here, Shipley's. Give me their breakfast kolache.
I'm not a fan of kolaches.
Caden's been asking about them things since we've been married.
Yeah. So But when you guys came, they didn't make the breakfast ones yet. They literally just did like, you know, the little hot dog one or sausage or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now they make breakfast ones where they put like scrambled eggs, sausage, cheese in it, or like one with bacon instead of sausage. Oh, yeah, we'll fuck those up. And then throw me a little dozen donut holes on the side.
On our Instagram, Team Heartthrob said Peter Piper Pizza, and Tanisha 415 said Red Boy Pizza. Red Boy Pizza. I've never heard of Red Boy's Pizza. But when I went to Ohio, Kentucky, they had what was it called? Goodfellas. And I think when I went to New Orleans, they also had Goodfellas Pizza. That's also really good.
See, I want to travel the world and just eat. That's, I think, if I don't get to it in this lifetime, I think my next lifetime, that's what I want to come back to. Tanisha
such she likes the French toast sticks from Burger King for breakfast.
Those are very nostalgic. Yeah.
Real quick, last question came from Jaded Countessa in our chat. What's your favorite fancy place? Because we are at the top of the hour.
Chamagacha or any Brazilian steakhouse.
Yes, Brazilian steakhouse.
Call me Arby's, baby. I'm all for the meats.
I'm with you on that. I fucking got married and celebrated at Chamagacha. So, yes. Okay. Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Yep. Any kind of steakhouses?
No, Brazilian steakhouse for me.
Brazilian steakhouses.
Yeah, I'm Brazilian steakhouse for me. What about you, Char?
I don't know.
Or a really good teppanyaki place. That's fun too.
What the hell is that?
Teppanyaki? It's like hibachi when they're doing the
hibachi.
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell is that? Shit. Never heard of that.
Same shit.
Yeah, maybe a place like
that.
I would say. You call that fancy.
That's not really fancy anymore.
Olive Garden used to be fancy to me growing up, and that's just because
we
were made to believe that it was so damn expensive. Now I just eat that whenever I want. That's a snack.
Right, Red Lobster, because give me some biscuits. That's why I was like, fancy, what's fancy? Because I mean, I can back it up either way. But yeah.
All right, ladies, well, we are at the top of the hour. So real quick, thank you to everyone that participated and that listened to us today. Hopefully you guys enjoyed some foodie talk. I'm sure we'll talk about food again at some other point in time.
Yeah, now y'all made me hungry.
Good.
It's always my
good. B, if they are not following us already, how can they find us?
If you are not following us already, or if your friends or coworkers are not following us already, you can follow, like, and subscribe to us on our social media. That's our Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at It's No Secret Podcast, and our TikTok account at It's No Secret Podcast Live. And if you can't join us on our live stream every Wednesday, then you can be sure to listen to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts every Sunday.
Woohoo!
Just in time.
I get all excited for her. I'm like, yeah.
It's like the infomercial at the very end, disclaiming everything.
Yes.
All right. Until next week, guys. Remember, it's no secret.
Bye.